Floating alone amid the fragmented debris and vacuum-chilled nebula, the lifeboat let out a passionless electromagnetic shriek for help. The word was out, even before the Lady Macbeth docked at Tranquility's spaceport. Joshua landed the big one. On his first Norfolk run, for heaven's sake, how does he do it? Something about that guy is uncanny. Lucky little sod. Joshua led his crew into a packed Harkey's bar. The band played a martial welcome with plangent trumpets. Four of the waitresses were standing on the beer-slopped bar, short black skirts letting everyone see their knickers, or not, in one case. Crews and groups of spaceport workers whistled, cheered, and jeered. One long table was loaded down with bottles of wine and champagne and troughs of ice. Harkey himself stood at the end, a smile in place. Everyone quietened down. Joshua looked round slowly, an immense smug grin in place. This must be what Alistair the Second saw from his stagecoach every day. It was fabulous. Do you want a speech? No. His arm swept out expansively towards Harkey. He bowed low, relishing the theatre. Then open the bottles. There was a rush for the table. Conversation even loud enough to drown out Warlow erupted, as though someone had switched on a stack of AB pillars. The band struck up, and the waitresses struggled with the corks. Joshua pushed a bemused and slightly awestruck Gideon Kavanagh off Ashley Hanson and snatched some glasses from the drinks table. He was kissed a great many times on his way to the corner booth, where Barrington Greer and Roland Frampton were waiting. He loaded visual images and names of three of the girls into his neural mnemonics for future reference. Roland Frampton was rising to his feet, a slightly apprehensive smile flicking on and off, obviously worried by exactly how big the cargo was. He had contracted to buy all of it. But he shook Joshua warmly by the hand. "I thought I'd better come here," he said in amusement. "It would take you days to reach my office. You're the talk of Tranquility." "Really?" Barrington Greer gave him a pat on the shoulder, and they all sat down. "That Kelly girl was asking after you," Barrington said. "Ah," Joshua shifted round. "Kelly Tyrrell, his neural mnemonics file supplied. Collins News Corps reporter." "Oh, right. How is she?" "Looked pretty good to me. She's on the broadcasts a lot these days, presents the morning news for Collins 3 times a week. "Good God, glad to hear it." Joshua took a small bottle of Norfolk Tears from the inside pocket of the gold-yellow jacket he was wearing over his ship suit. Roland Frampton stared at it as he would a cobra. "This is the quicklade bouquet," Joshua said smoothly. He settled the three glasses on their table and twisted the bottle's cork slowly. "I've tasted it, one of the finest on the planet. They bottle it in Stoke County." The clear liquid flowed out of the pear-shaped bottle. They all lifted a glass, Roland Frampton studying his against the yellow wall lights. "Cheers," Joshua said, and took a drink. A dragon breathed its diabolical fire into his belly. Roland Frampton sipped delicately. "Oh, Christ, it's perfect." He glanced at Joshua. "How much did you bring? There have been rumours." Joshua made a show of producing his inventory. It was a piece of neatly printed paper with Grant Kavanagh's stylish signature on the bottom in black ink. 3,000 cases! Roland Frampton squeaked. His eyes protruded. Barrington Greer gave Joshua a sharp glance and plucked the inventory from Roland's hands. "Bloody hell," he murmured. Roland was dabbing at his forehead with a silk handkerchief. "This is wonderful, yes, wonderful, but I wasn't quite expecting so much, Joshua. Nothing personal, it's just that first-time captains don't normally bring back so much. There are arrangements I have to make. The bank. It will take time."
"Of course."
"You'll wait?" Roland Frampton asked eagerly. "You were very good to me when I started out, so I think I can wait a couple of days." Roland's hand sliced through the air. He ended up making a fist just above the table. Determination visibly returned his old spark. "Right. I'll have a Jovian bank draft for you in 30 hours. I won't forget this, Joshua. and one day I want to be told how you did it.